You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You found a fun little list that has to do with, oh, it's the simple things in life, isn't it?
It is, buddy. It's a fun little website I kind of stumbled on yesterday called Thought Catalog, and it had some very thoughtful posts in there, and they did have one regarding 50 of life's little pleasures, and I was like, oh, God, another one of these lists. But the further that I started to read into it, I really started enjoying it because it included a bunch that aren't your typical, oh, a baby laughing, and the smell of clean sheets, and the freshly mowed lawn. Case in point, number one on the list was the scrumptious residue that's left on your fingers after eating Doritos or Cheetos products. And you look down at those fingers that are covered in cheese dust and you suck on them and there's just something about it. You're like, man, life is good, isn't it? So this, we'll go over a few of these on the list, and that's definitely going to be the call to action for you guys. I mean, you're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to be somewhat creative and come up with some of the little pleasures that are not typical, all right? No babies and kids and puppies. You're going to have to dig deep a little bit this morning.
There was an unusual one that I saw on this list that I don't know why it brings such pleasure.
Okay.
But if you've ever been filling up your car and, you know, and you've got it on the auto fill or whatever, so you're not even holding the pump.
Uh-huh.
And it shuts off, and it shuts off on an exact even number.
You're like, boom, $65.
Right.
Whoa!
Like,
wow! That are like along the same lines. If you go to the grocery store or something and you buy 15 things and the total adds up to $29 even, you're like, my God, what is the universe trying to tell me right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, this is how weird I am. I was balancing a checkbook. I know, weird. I was balancing a checkbook just a couple of weeks ago and I got to the end of it or whatever and it was exactly, again, an even number. You know, it was no sense. It was 0.00.
So
and I was like, how often does that happen?
It's a one.
You got a 1% chance, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was all ridiculous, and we love this list. So,
can I give you a couple more just to kind of goose you guys? But it's funny. Knick Knack texted me the other day about this. She says months with three paydays, three paychecks, which for us is August. We get three paydays. You're like, whoa, simple pleasure. How about removing the shell off a hard boiled egg in one try? That just completely.
Yes.
Falls off. Isn't that great? It feels so good.
That's great.
Talking in a fake accent made the list. There's something about that that's quite enjoyable. And when all staff meetings get canceled, how great is that, right? That's a little pleasure.
One more I'll do before we go to break. Yeah. The relief of taking your bra off after a long day of wearing it, ladies.
Oh, tell me.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I'm trying to remember. It was a girlfriend of mine who was, like, adamant that if that bra ever came off, you know, at the end of the day or whatever, it was not going back on. So there better not be something that comes up where she had to leave the house or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I am not putting it back on a second time.
Just feels so good.
In the day. So that was hilarious to me. All right. Now we need you to participate. The unusual and yet undeniable little thing that just brings you such immense joy, and sometimes you don't even know why. Like the gas pump shutting off at an even number. Who knows why that brings joy?
Here's Kenneth.
It just does.
Here's Kenneth, who already texted in. One of life's great joys, beating out a coworker you hate for a job promotion. Think about that.
That's good.
It feels real good.
Oh, it's funny. Emily is taking a good shot at me. She goes, you ask how often does an even number happen when balancing a checkbook? Probably as common as actually balancing a checkbook. Yeah,
right.
Okay, Emily. All right,
still
fine.
Having a checkbook, right. Yeah.
Fine.
Kimberly wrote in and said, peeling off the plastic on a brand new phone. Where you're just slowly peel it across. That or any like electronic device that comes with that plastic that you got to peel off.
Yes.
It's the best ever, isn't it? So good.
So good.
Melissa said a soft Reese's peanut butter cup. Not melted, but just soft. And then I do like this one from Debbie because I think she's spot on. She says, a little pleasure is the smell of a musty basement. Whenever I visit my mom in Michigan, one of the first things I do is open the basement door and take a whiff. I am the same way. I love the smell of like an old, musty basement. There's something about it.
Funny that you say that because I've got a weird scent in my basement. That's where my home studio is.
That's mold.
No, not mold. But we're doing everything we can to try to get rid of it. We've decided that it just falls under the category of basement
it's
smell.
It's just basement, man.
There's basement smell.
It's along the lines, too, because yesterday I went into a middle school. It's the way a school smells after sitting all summer long. Like when you walk in and it's just the smell of a school. It's like, oh, it gives you the goosies.
That's so good.
Mary said one of life's little pleasures, eating Cool Whip straight from the bowl. Low cholesterol is also one of life's little pleasures, Mary.
Yeah, that's really
that's
good.
That's pretty good.
A lot of people writing in about the green lights on the way to work. You hit all of the lights.
That's pretty typical,
green. Like if you're coming up, you know, Lincoln from I-25 into downtown and they're all synchronized, that is like fantastic.
How about Wesley? Still being able to run at a full sprint as you age. What a life's
not much
pleasures.
Longer. I want to know how old Wesley is.
I know. Yeah, right back. That's good.
Who was it that somebody wrote in and said opening a fresh pack of office supplies?
Same line. Shelley said sniffing a brand new box of crayons, but it has to be Crayola. You don't want some of those knockoff crayons. We got a couple calls. You want to get to them?
They're you're gonna have to be in charge.
Oh, okay. Here's Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's your little pleasure?
Mine is getting the first swipe out of a brand new jar of peanut butter. That first scoop out of a brand new jar.
Oh my God!
You're spot on.
I love that.
And first is opening it and seeing how smooth it is, first of all.
Yes.
It's kind of like the first one off the lift up at, you know, at a ski resort. And so you're like, you know, breaking the snow. You're the first person to cut the trail or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
Lindsay, that's a great one.
That is spot on. Thank you for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we got one more. Rachel. Morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're having the time of our life.
Couldn't be better.
Fantastic.
So what do you got? What's one of those little pleasures?
So I'm really weird, but when I mow the lawn and I can shake the grass out of the bag in one swoop and not have to stick my arm up in there and grab that nasty grass.
You know what? That's another one that's so good. I've been there. You dip it over the trash can, you just start shaking, and it all comes out.
Right. No nasty arm grab.
That's right.
Well played. Thank you for being on the show. You have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Rachel. Bye-bye.
That's great. Brian says, when you order regular fries and you get a curly fry mixed in.
Yes, or like an onion ring, right?
Ring. What is that doing in there?
Candace said, little pleasure. I'll change the word here. Freaking bubbles. I could just watch bubbles floating around for hours and hours.
That's funny.
That's true, all right.
Miranda is, again, her brain is wired exactly the way mine is. She goes, a palindromic number on the odometer in my car.
Oh, God, don't ever text us again.
That's perfect. Like if it's if you look at your mileage and it's 53535, oh yes.
Give me some of that, huh? I do love Steve. Steve says licking the beaters from the mixer after mixing cake batter, even better when you turn the mixer off.
Lauren says when you pay the wave slap tap pay for credit cards, the boop that you get, boop, boop.
Yes. Feels good, doesn't
it? About that sound.
No Name wrote in and said seeing that you have a full charge on your phone. Yes, that's very good. Tom says funnel cakes and churros. Yes,
absolutely. We're trying to avoid the clean sheets, and we've done the traffic
baby
lights.
Stuff.
Blah, blah, blah.
Debbie says Taylor Swift's Trouble song, but the one with the screaming goats.
Yes.
Look it up if you've never heard it. Look,
oh
I
my
should
God,
pull it up.
We need to play it.
We should pull it up.
We just should play the whole thing. We'll just pull it up on YouTube and we'll play the whole thing. Arden says, when you skip stairs and there's an even number of steps, there are so many people who count steps every time. I didn't know until 5 years into being with Gretchen that she's a step counter. I had no idea. Every set of steps she goes up, she subconsciously in her head counts them. It's like your wife, Nicole, doing the
She types while she listens to TV. You can feel her fingers typing. Yeah. Having someone exit the bathroom directly in front of you is on the list, so you don't have to touch the unsanitary door handle. So they end up holding it open, or you catch it and you're able to slide in. That's pretty good.
Michelle says, synchronized blinkers at stoplights. What does she mean by that?
So if you look down the line, they're all blinking at the same time.
They're all blinking at the same time.
Here's another traffic one. Getting cut off by an over-anxious driver, then pulling up right next to them moments later at a red light. It just feels
good. Yes.
You're like,
so true.
Suck it.